I mean, it seems like that could be a position that could be.
Well, that's my question.
That's the thing right now, Cameron is serving as the facility supervisor.
Doesn't want to do it.
Well.
Oh, I'm doing the city side.
He's doing our side.
He's doubling up.
Yeah, we work together hand in hand.
How many buildings is in? And that's my question is, do you really need two positions and not one position? That's my question.
Bathrooms. Like restrooms, like pavilions and parks, I think there are a total of six.
Okay, I was like.
That we manage?
We manage 74 facilities. So it's about, not including the Dixie Center, 74 facilities, 760,000 square feet. Plus then we'll also do the management of the parking lots. That's another 750,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And the Dixie Center, which we love.
Yeah.
What do you do after ten?
Don't be boasting.
This is what we do at your place of birth.
Thank you, yes.
That's how we roll.
I'm glad somebody mows the cemeteries where all the Iverses are buried, you know, so keeps it nice.
Yeah, we can continue to do what we need to do. We're going to. But the decision needs to be done.
We do need to solve that first question. So.
I'll keep.
It's just a matter of getting the people together that, and that's a minimal complication.
Tony and I will talk, we'll bring the mayor, we'll do that's not even kind of how to do this.
Okay. Excellent. I think we're handicapping the team here though, I mean, they can't, they're not gonna be able to maintain the quality of service that they need. Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like we need a person. Just throwing this out, and that person, whether it end up at the city or the county, it's, what happens is you have, the staff gets overworked and tired, and then eventually somebody else leaves because, anyway.
So.
I see this being an ongoing issue if we don't just allow them to hire somebody to accommodate the pressing needs.
Well, I would like to hear what that looks like.
Agreed. I don't see if we solve that today, but I don't think that can wait until the city and the county are able to solve it.
Now, if I understand the city's timeline, we were kind of pushing based on your budget, that you're coming right into budget.
I wouldn't worry about our budget.
So.
We can open up our budget.
We should open up our budget.
Right?
I think that county came up with that slogan, so.
What?
That like, you're going up against your budget. Really, this was news to me. So the fact that, I mean, in the last couple of weeks. So I think the fact, like, you know which budget season, you know all that stuff. It just came out of nowhere.
Well,
and I think it goes back to.
Because Natalie, I was putting myself in your shoes and I was thinking, when would I like to know what the future looks like? Well, budget is when, like, all the important decisions are made in the county because it's all about where you're going to put your resources. I don't really, it doesn't, like you say, I'm not concerned. I just do. And so, but I did get the sense in our conversation that between now and the end of the year, we could.
Well, the mayor in the meeting that we had at county offices said, she, in her original proposal that you weren't in, said, you know, if we did a separation, she would like to work that out over the next year. So that's where that came from.
Great.
And I have not heard differently from that.
Super. Well, to Shane's point, I think if we set our goals that, you know, we're going to get this done in some fashion between now and the end of the year.
How about, John, to your point, if you and Tony and the mayor are going to come back within the next 6 weeks, talk to us with kind of a vision, or do you think like the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Hold on, so thank you.
You're a seasoned politician.
Somewhere between 6 weeks and
6 months. That's not what I would have said, Nicole. Right, okay, well.
We'll work on it. We'll get back to you. It'll be soon.
We have a special
board. Okay. So if we.
Yeah.
So if it was going to be longer than that, then I think that I agree that we are in hobbling our team here. And if it's going to take a year to work out, that's perfectly, I mean, as we talked at the livestock show,
or the dance, wherever we're at.
You heard the dance?
The livestock show dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam supports, Adam supports the livestock show. All the kids in Washington County.
We talked about it, and it was only, as we talked about on our call, think considering your budget, that was the only, it would help you out as you look at things to know. But we can work it out over the next year, but I don't think we can work this issue out over a year. We're gonna need to hire somebody soon. So how about we hear back from you, that'll hopefully give us some sort of a timeline that we can work off of. If it's gonna be long, then I think we need to put out a job posting for a manager.
Yeah.
So do you agree with that? Natalie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Looking at Carlos. Yeah. I just, in the time, right now, I still don't know who's writing the RFI, but it's fine.
Sounds like we're gonna see if we can have somebody else.
I'll have Gary call you.
Okay.
Then you can talk to, you get a joint call, but at least convey it to Carlos or John or whoever, what he thinks. And he says, yeah, I'll be happy to consult and talk to my people. By my people, people he knows, not in their company.
But if they can give us a scope of work with a dollar of the fee or whatever, then we can
have
or something so we can say, okay, we have up to X amount of dollars to be able to write this out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move forward and that would be very helpful.
But to Shane's point earlier, are we still talking about two different things? Is that one, what I'm hearing from, I don't like you behind me. I can't see what is going on. It's freaking me out.
Hey, situation.
I've been watching the facial remote.
So, how much is it behind? Actually, this one is behind.
It is, right? Yes.
This is a lot more fun than that.
Yes.
We're talking about two different things in my mind, unless I have completely missed something.
Well,
we're talking about the expansion, we're talking about development, and that's where Gary seems like he comes in with some, with his connections, with some good. We're also talking about operating the current facility as it sits today, and I don't think Gary has anything to do with
that. No, those are two different
things. So when I'm talking about a job posting, is you hire somebody to, as the facility manager, if this is gonna take a long time to work out the marriage, divorce, the vow renewal, whatever it ends up being between the St. George and Washington County. So if it's going to be a long time, then we need a facility manager to manage this facility today, right? If, and completely separate from that discussion, we can talk to Gary and look at the expansion and about what the future needs of this facility.
And if that drags on 3-4 months, which it probably will, and we still need a facility manager, they would be included in that discussion.
Yeah.
That's not complicated though.
Yeah, now Carlos, so we lost Milo, and before Milo we had Terry. And it seems like Cameron stepped in on that position. It seems like that position is the one that we need yesterday.
Well,
or at least if we want to let Cameron go back to his day job.
Let me kind of laid out what we've been doing for the past 2-6 months. We have readjusted the responsibilities of Christine and Wayne to more of what they should be doing. Okay. More day-to-day decisions, empowerment to them. Prior to that, we had a person that was making all the decisions that they need to be made. Really, what Cameron has been doing now is the maintenance side of things only. That's all he's been, I mean, more than that, but that's his basic needs is more of the maintenance related issues, dealing with the contractors. Our team has done an amazing job with the kitchen area. The point that we don't call deep lake out. So we've been doing a lot of things in-house to improve that level of service. That's the position that we need. And again, we're making it work. But if we are going to take longer than a year, we need to hire that facilities manager or supervisor, whatever we decide is to be done. If it's gonna be closer than that and we decide that we need one person overseeing the entire Dixie Center, then that would be the opportunity to do so.
I'm hearing two different positions.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Because that second position that you mentioned,
that
will be all about kind of the foundational management structure that we agree among ourselves.
Right.
So that first position, which is technically in a lot of ways where Terry was.
And that's what I'm saying, is he can be either a manager that can oversee
our coordinators and our setup crews and maintenance, or it can be a supervisor under the new.
So what's the hesitation on hiring that position?
Yeah.
The maintenance.
We maintenance, the maintenance, we just
maintenance
kind of,
or the operations.
The maintenance, well, it's really, it's yeah. the manager, right? It's the maintenance, the operations manager.
Yeah, so why not hire that position?
We can, we just kind of been waiting to see what.
It seems like we'll need that the facility.
No matter what.
That facility will need that position regardless of the governing structure.
Yes.
Yes.
So we should probably just, if the city goes ahead and gets that.
That's what it seems like to me, right?
I agree.
I thought the question was, do we hire an overall that kind of bridge the gap between
yes.
both of those?
Also,
what that would look like.
But that person, that position should wait until we know.
Yeah, so that was the position I was talking about.
Yeah.
Not the Milo. That was the position I was talking about with you and the mayor. And Tony, you're going to come back within the next 6 weeks ish.
Yeah.
And come
to 6 months.
No. He's
I think we put that position. I think we put the Milo position out.
I think we do too. And then you'll give us the timeline for the ability to make the decision for an overall facility manager.
Now, having said that, we'll put the Milo position out. To Brittany's question is, who's doing the RFP for the new
RFI?
Thank you. Because that wouldn't really happen in Milo. It would be Brittany and I do that.
Then
correct.
But that's the Gary connection, and Gary can help us write the RFI.
Sure. I'm asking for you.
Yep. So I think are we all on the same page now?
Yes.
Future expansion, Gary, RFI.
No, just that's RFI.
Operations manager, after you come back with the mayor and Tony. Facility Milo replacement.
Operations,
there we go.
Operations manager. That's what we're replacing is the operations manager.
Okay. Is now.
Okay.
Perfect. All on the same page on all three things there?
Yep.
All right.
I was straight a little while ago, and I'm completely confused. I'm kidding.
We're good.
If you haven't signed this information, I've got it here.
Girl,
you can do an RFI in there.
Yeah. It's very good.
John, just say volunteer.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that needs to come before the board?
I just want to stress that because Brittany has taken on so many things, this has some urgency to it because she's wearing three hats now.
Yeah.
And we would like to be able to give Janet's been getting full-time Brittany, but full-time Brittany is like 80 hours a week right now, and that's not fair.
Yeah, we don't utilize her nearly as much as we would. I think the training thing was wrong.
Okay, with that, we'll stand adjourned.
All
thanks.
Right.
Good meeting, everyone.
Do we need to have a motion for adjournment?
Oh, a motion to adjourn?
Huh?
We should.
We're
all ready to go. We don't motion anything. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
There we go.
Who made the motion?
Who made the motion?
Gil and Victor seconded.
That's a great pen, whoever pen that is. I'm looking for
Victor.
I'm looking for good pens.